this bulletin. Some loosening of restrictions, but no end to Britain's coronavirus lockdown. Federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese to tell his caucus the pandemic has exposed cracks in Australia's economy. And in sport, concerns over proposed rule changes for the National Rugby League competition have been labelled alarmist. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Britain's coronavirus lockdown will remain in place despite an easing of some measures. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has addressed the nation. People who cannot work from home will be encouraged to return to work. And from Wednesday, people will be allowed outside more often for more reasons, such as to sit in the sun in their local park. But Mr. Johnson says authorities cannot risk a second spike in infection numbers by ending the lockdown.
I know, you know, that it would be madness now to throw away that achievement by allowing a second spike. This is not the time simply to end the lockdown this week. Instead, we're taking the first careful steps to modify our measures.
A five-level alert system will be introduced, enabling the government to flag risks in different parts of the country and decrease or increase restrictions when necessary. But there's still some dissent to Mr. Johnson's plans, with Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon advising people in Scotland to simply stay at home. Federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese will today tell his party the coronavirus crisis gives Australia a rare opportunity. A new sitting of federal parliament starts today. Mr. Albanese will tell a meeting of the Labor Party caucus in Canberra that the pandemic gives Australia the opportunity to renew its federation and reshape its economy. Mr. Albanese will tell his colleagues the pandemic has shown that the Australian economy is not as resilient as some like to think, and that too much risk has been transferred onto those with the least capacity to cope in tougher times. Victoria's state of emergency is ending today, with the state government expected to announce its plan to ease coronavirus restrictions. On Friday, Premier Daniel Andrews suggested the national roadmap for relaxing the rules was a menu from which the state would choose elements. Victoria is the only state which hasn't yet made changes to coronavirus measures after a strong response to COVID-19 testing. Iran is prepared for a complete prisoner exchange with the United States. Speaking to Khabar Online News website, Iranian government spokesman Ali Rabai says the country is ready to discuss the issue with the US. He says the government is concerned about the welfare of Iranians in jail, and it holds Americans responsible for their safety amid the COVID-19 pandemic. However, the US is yet to respond to Iran's call for the prisoner swap. An Italian hostage held in Kenya for 18 months has returned to Italy. Silvia Romano has landed in Rome. She's said to be in good condition. After being kidnapped, Miss Romano ended up being held by militants linked to Somalia's Al-Shabaab extremist group. A friend of Miss Romano's in Kenya, Ronald Kazangu Ngala, says he is thankful she is alive and safe.
Yeah, I remember the day they came and asked for Silvia, and they took her, they beat her, and they went away with her. But now we are more happy that she's alive and she's safe. So we thank God for this.
To sport, concerns over proposed rule changes for the NRL competition have been labelled alarmist by Australian Rugby Football League Commission Chairman Peter Volandis. Leading NRL coaches, including Michael Maguire, Paul Green and Des Hasler, have questioned whether returning to one referee and removing ruck penalties will affect the integrity of the game. The ARLC is set to approve the referee change as a cost-saving measure and the ruck penalty elimination in favour of restarting the tackle count this week. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth partly cloudy 23, Adelaide mostly sunny 18, Melbourne partly cloudy and 17, Hobart cloudy 16, Canberra morning frost and sunny 15, Wollongong sunny 16, Sydney much the same 19, Newcastle partly cloudy 20, Brisbane similar conditions 24, Cairns mostly sunny 29, and Darwin less humid and sunny 34. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.